Oh, it offends me to the soul to hear a robustious, periwig-pated fellow tear a passion to tatters, to very rags, to split the ears of the groundlings, who, for the most part, are capable of nothing but inexplicable dumb shows and noise.
Well, Hanny, you better hang on to your bear bodkin, because you're going to hate this. It's John Malden and D. Quiller, your hosts for the Inexplicable Dumb Show, starting now.
Listen, there it is. You hear that? That, my friend, is
the gurgling bubble brook of SETC.
Yeah, the murmur of slowly inflating and rapidly deflating egos.
Well, that's harsh,
well,
man.
You know,
I mean,
it's
come
just
on.
It's the real
everybody
world.
We met here has been very nice.
That's true. So, that's true. But you know, there are some disappointments with SETC. But we're not going to focus on this.
We're not going to. No, don't bring me down.
I'm not bringing. Okay. Anyway, this is an all SETC episode.
That's basically what we're trying to
number
say.
Number 31. It's an all SETC episode. Deep Red Theater is going to be the Actors Guild of Lexington. We're going to talk to Rick St. Peter again, and he has some. We also have a little bit with Tony Haig, who is a former SETC president, by the way.
Past president. I think they prefer.
But, well, whatever. That's what the little tag says. But here's the
official title, though. It's
is
like
it
former president? It's past president.
Past president. Okay, it's the. I understand the alliteration.
They have the past presidents like
anyway,
Bossy.
He is now affiliated with the Actors Guild of Lexington through a Shakespeare project that they've got going on that includes wine. We'll let him describe it.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
Shakespeare and wine. That's all I'm saying.
That's all you need.
Yeah, right. Paying the Rent, we're going to talk in. We're going to check in with Taylor Tutt, who is one of our students at SETC, at MTSU. He's had a very successful run of professional auditions here for the last couple of months, both with UPTAS and with SETC. And we're going to let him tell us a little bit about what he's had going on. And we have met, Dumb Show University. Let's talk about this first. We got a little sit down with Paul Crook here, who is with Louisiana Tech University.
Right.
He's kind of told us some of the stuff that he's got going on. But our big highlight for the day, or for this episode, is that we have found the two most genteel Southern theater gentlemen that you will ever meet here at SETC.
Well, before we introduce those gentlemen, we have to again. I want to express our thanks to SETC for allowing us to do
absolutely.
This, and especially
oh, we'll
for Hardy Koenig for
yeah. Koenig.
Sorry about that, Hardy.
Yeah, we'll get around eventually.
For you know, sitting he came in and actually sat down and
yeah,
and
he's
chatted
a busy
with us
man
and,
at SETC,
and he took time for our little podcast, and I appreciate that, and he's been very helpful in allowing us to be
yeah, allowing us to be here and set up and all that stuff, and then but yeah, you're right, you're exactly right. We do need to say thanks to him, and we'll check in with him in a little SETC moment
right.
Later on, and. Now let's get back to these two guys here.
Oh,
they are
special.
I've never met two more amazingly
warm.
Rich, warm characters in my life. I mean, they are just outstanding people.
They're down from Savannah way.
I think so. Yeah, SCAD.
SCAD. Yeah, the Savannah College of Automotive and Drama.
Automotive and Drama. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're on top of their game.
It's just an interesting mix, but I'm sure they're going to tell us about it.
They are quite literally old school theater.
They are the old salty dogs. Yeah,
yeah. And, but what we're going to do here is we're going to give them the opportunity. They have agreed
graciously.
Yeah, they have agreed to step in on the 21st century here and take our little recorder and walk around and give us a walking tour of SETC.
Oh wow, that's outstanding.
I know. I can't wait to hear it and hear what they have to say about it. But they're just two really amazing guys, and we can't wait to turn over the two shot to them.
Okay, and the two guys, one gentleman is named
Mr. Collins, Philip Collins.
He can't call himself Phil now.
But anymore, he used to go by Phil, but he has Philip now.
And a really special gentleman by the name of Andrew Lucky Young.
I love the fact that his name is Lucky.
Well, you know, we got to point out that it's a Lucky with an IE,
right.
Not a Y. I mean, he was very persistent about that.
But it's a family nickname. That's what's
right. Well, there's a whole SETC is about tradition,
right?
Right, and you know, these two gentlemen are full of tradition.
That's for sure.
And heritage is a way.
Yeah, good deal. So we are. So we're very happy to have them in there and everything. So anyway, we will. Let's just listen to what all we got here.
Okay.
Let's give a listen.
Hi, I am someone you will probably never meet.
Yet I ask you to take time to think about people you don't know but need your help. Children, some of them. And they don't all play in the gutter, of course.
They don't all play in the gutter, of course. Well, maybe if it's called for.
These men, women, and yes, even the children are professional actors. They want and need your time, money, and support.
For just pennies a second, you can enjoy the fruits of their labor. Make sure they know you heard about them on the Inexplicable Dumb Show. They may look at you funny, but that doesn't matter. It's for the children.
It's for the children.
It's time once again for some deep fried theater!
All right, we are here now again at the Southeastern Theater Conference with Rick St. Peter. We're checking back in with him. Rick, it's been a little while since we've talked, actually. You were one of our early single-digit episode number,
I think.
I'm such a publicity whore when I saw you guys were doing this. I was like, hey, interview me.
That's great. So tell us what all's going on then.
Remind us
where you're from then.
Actors Guild of Lexington in Lexington, Kentucky. I'm the artistic director there. And we are about to wrap up our 23rd season. We just opened Tartuffe last night.
Oh, cool.
Wow. Which I directed. And
so you got out of town really quick then.
I'm waiting for the reviews. It opened last night, and I was on an 8 a.m. flight this morning.
Wow.
So life is good. But it seemed to go pretty well. And we start rehearsals in about a week for Anton and Show Business, which is closing our season, and it's being directed by Brian Phillips, who's the artistic director at Cincinnati Shakespeare Company. So
cool.
We've had a good season.
Now, one of the updates that we have to get from you is the story about what happened with the Lexington Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah.
We need that update. We haven't gotten that in a while.
This was after I talked to you guys. In November, they announced that they were ceasing operations after 25 years, and my board,
with not a whole lot of
just they said, hey, we're done, and part of the reason is the price of wood has gotten too expensive. So I don't know. When it happened, you know, there was this big void in the summer, and you know, we don't do summer theater, so we decided it was an opportunity for us to kind of expand our presence. So my board made a proposal to their board to absorb the theater and have us run it. They turned us down. But in the meantime,
citing wood again? Is that
I don't know what they cited. And actually, we were happy that they actually turned us down, because in the meantime, we were approached by Equus Run Vineyard, which is it's a vineyard that has been named the best Kentucky wine for the last 3 years in a row, or something like that.
Wow!
They have an outdoor amphitheater that if you're standing in the middle of it, it looks like you're like in the middle of Stratford.
Wow!
And they came
to
us and said, "Come set up out here. We'll pay you to be here. We won't charge you rent. We'll build the space to suit your needs. You keep all the ticket revenue. We just want to sell wine." So it's
you don't really ever
wow,
argue with
that's,
that.
Wow,
not at all. It's
that's a
ideal.
Sweetheart of
so,
a deal.
We're launching Actors Guild of Lexington presents Shakespeare at Equus Run. June 21st with a production of Love's Labor's Lost, which is being directed by Tony Haig, who is running around here. He's a past president of SETC.
Well, if you find him, drag him over here.
I'd love to meet with you guys. So it's exciting, and it's an opportunity really for us to expand the theater and have a real regional presence. This vineyard brings they have a mailing list of about 10,000 people, a good number of whom come from as far away as Nashville. So
Well, now that I know about it, we might have to take a trip up there.
And it's an equity. We're gonna have two equity contracts this first year. So we'll have auditions
in
April.
Yes, fix it. Casting in April.
We're casting in April.
Good. We need to know that. Let us know that stuff. We'll put that
absolutely,
on the link.
Absolutely. So we're excited. It's a great opportunity for us.
That's excellent. So so the official Lexington Shakespeare Festival is officially no more.
It is officially no more. There are some rumblings about trying to do something in town because, you know, of course, very few people said to us, hey, thanks for doing this for the company, you know, for the area. Why'd you take it out of Lexington? So there are some rumblings about starting something new in town, but I think the more theater there is, the better. So
that's
right.
I think it's a good thing.
Good stuff. Good stuff. Well, listen, man, we don't want to take up a lot of your time, but
sure,
we're glad to have you here, man.
Thanks for the update.
Yeah. My pleasure.
Let us know again about the audition.
And it's good to meet you face to face.
Absolutely. Yes. Yeah. And the power didn't go out.
Absolutely. At least not yet.
We have a new website.
Throw that out. We got to have that.
ActorsGuildOfLexington.org. It's the same address as we had in the past, but it's brand new. It went live in like early January. So
sweet.
Nice. I have a blog on there that I update. I'm actually going to be blogging from SETC. So
we're actually doing. We're going to be doing that too.
All right, cool. Let me know what you come up with to talk about. Because
we haven't yet.
So I was at the bar.
Yeah, it's, the pool is right outside. Yeah, we're not too far from the pool from where we are right now.
Have you been out there? No, I have not.
I've seen it. But
it is quite actually impressive. There's a pool. There's a whole little like tennis court area.
Why are we set up inside recording?
Because it's hot.
Oh, okay. All right.
It's going to rain tomorrow, too.
Oh, well, there's that.
No. But I've got to do some vlogging to convince my board I'm actually here doing something.
Well, make sure you mention the bar, because that's important.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
And we'll send you some little, we got some little new, you see our new logo and all that stuff?
Yeah, I think
we
it's
got,
fantastic, yeah.
We got some new little icon things. We'll send you those, let you link back to us.
Please do. We should link our website.
We need to do that. Definitely. We definitely need to do that. All right,
fellas. Thanks a lot. Appreciate
it.
Take care.
Passing Brit, and you just dragged me off the street.
Of course, yeah, absolutely. We're all about tackling people and putting them in the chair.
Yeah,
forcing them to interview.
Forced interviews is the best
thing. So I had this strange phone call from a director I work with saying, there's some podcast thing on the third floor. Call me back, because I was in the middle of a keynote speech at the time.
Oh, great.
And, that's good that we were...
I wasn't making the speech, but everybody looked. Went,
oh, good. So your phone actually rang?
I got the look, yeah.
Oh, no.
Well, it was the vibrating in my pocket and the smile on my face that was really tough to deal with.
I have that a lot, actually.
Yeah.
So. Well, tell your Center College. Tell us where you are. Tell us.
Center College is in Danville, Kentucky.
Okay.
I'm a drama professor there and head of arts and humanities. And I'm also a past president of SETC.
Wow. Wow.
So is it really a great thing to be a past president?
Oh, yeah, it's cool because you get to go to all the parties and don't have to do any of the work.
That's the payoff.
We need to strive for being the president of SETC. That's what we need to strive for, John.
You got to be past, you have to have a present.
No, that's what I'm saying. We have to, in the future, now that we've hit all three tenses, we need to make sure that we have a goal now.
Were you an English major in college?
No, I wasn't. No.
You know about three tenses? That's more than most people.
I know. I don't like to brag, but...
Can you name them?
No.
Okay. You were doing well there for a while.
I was on a roll, and then it just fell flat. Well, what do you got going on at Center College?
Well, actually, what Rick called me about, the famous Rick St. Peter,
who we just had an interview with,
Is that I'm artistic director of a new Shakespeare project in Kentucky.
Oh, good.
Oh, great.
So this is my...
Oh, and is this the one that he was telling
job, us? I have a day job. I have another day job, and you know, my third day job, and then my night job. But anyway, yeah.
When do you sleep?
Pardon?
When do you sleep?
What?
What's that?
Yeah.
Is this
the project he was telling us about?
This is with the vineyard.
Vineyard.
So the idea is we get people to come up and watch Shakespeare drunk.
Oh, excellent. There's nothing better.
Well, can you say drunk when it's fine wine?
It's intoxicated, I think.
You might be tired and emotional.
That's it.
There you go.
Tired and emotional.
I think that might be it. Yeah.
That's oh dear, excellent. Shakespeare.
So it's he mentioned
possibly enough of Beaujolais.
Really.
He mentioned the first production.
Pinot Grigio is quite fine right now.
So how are we going to
Love's
mix?
Love's Labour's Lost.
That's it. Thank you.
What wine will be served?
Yeah.
What wine?
What wine do you serve with Love's Labour's Lost?
What's a show about? What do you think a wine for a play about women that don't... The women want to go forward with the relationship, but the men are not. It's a lie.
You need like a blush.
You know the story? Love's Labour's Lost. Because you're not an English major, so you may not know
right.
this stuff.
But
the guys, the guys decide to be prissy, and prissy is hard to say on the radio because it bounces, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Mm. It's got a little pop.
A little plosive moment.
Yeah.
But they decide to be, to hold back, to be academic, to be celibate for a year.
You need a blush.
And immediately, a blush.
I'm thinking white Zinfandel or rosé.
Yeah.
But then immediately, who turns up on the scene but four of the most beautiful women you've ever seen, one of whom is a princess.
Oh, now we're getting into more reds.
I don't know. A kind of sweet white.
Yeah.
Maybe a Sauterne.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Might not be bad.
So.
A Sauvignon Blanc.
One by one, the guys blow it. Right. Mm-hmm. Now, there's where the red wine comes in.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it. That's where you get in.
Well, that's where you start getting into like Mad Dog.
Secret.
Well, yeah, how bad do they blow it?
Secret Mad Dog drinking in the woods.
Right. Yeah.
We're down to Ripple now.
Something in a paper bag goes into the woods.
I think that's exactly what it is, yeah.
And the guys try to kind of reclaim it. And, of course, so by the time the guys come around and saying, okay,
okay, we can do this. We're going to give up celibacy and intellect and everything else. And the women say, well, maybe not, because we're just going to go away for a year and
definitely that's Mad Dog
see
country
how
right
you
there.
Feel.
That's definitely
like so
at
might
that
actually,
point we're in the Mad Dog world.
Yeah, right. Maybe Franzia.
Could be.
Because you're going to the box.
Yeah. Yes, that's definitely box wine country there,
that's
too.
That's box wine country.
Yeah, that's yeah. definitely
so. Yeah.
So the show's...
You need a whole box.
Yes.
Last whole year.
Yes, yeah. absolutely. The whole thing, maybe even two. You're casting the show in April?
Two box man,
yeah. You're casting your show in April, was that right?
This is... If my artistic director says... I'm the artistic director. If my producing director says that,
okay.
that's probably
okay.
true.
Okay.
No, we're casting in April, and we're performing the end of June.
Excellent. And two equity contracts, I believe?
Yes, indeed.
We need to get... We
you
need
just
to
keep telling me stuff, because well, honestly, you know yeah. more than I do. I'm just the artistic director.
Yeah, by the way, we're two of your guys
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he didn't tell you this, he's already cast us.
Oh, you've already cast...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
yeah.
Great,
it's
yeah.
it's all taken care of.
Yeah.
We'll bring the
yeah.
wine.
As a matter of fact, he actually has given us an open-ended contract to be with you as whenever. So
yeah, every production you make.
It's actually... Yeah, that's great. And it's right here on the podcast.
So it'll be a wonderful evening, $25. You arrive at the space, the theater, the vineyard, and you taste wines for an hour.
So get them good and liquored
and
up.
And then there's a catered dinner.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Oh, listen. Wow. Yeah, wow.
Dinner.
And then you sort of lounge around as the sun sets and have a little Shakespeare and snooze and culture, and then you go home happy.
That is what... What more do you need, really?
A date.
Well, okay.
Well, yeah, that might
that would be very
that
happy.
Be
yeah. We might do have to we don't have to provide that, do we? Cuz if you guys
well, if they pay extra.
Okay.
Then maybe that's something.
That maybe that could be a premium.
That could yeah. be.
We
that
could go into public radio.
Then you're running a different type of theater, so.
Okay. Right. Absurd.
Yes.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you very
much. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Hey, Putz, get off your fat tuchus and do something. I'm tired of yous laying around, complaining about this and that. Forget about it. It's all you say. You bum.
Shut up already, Frank. Oh, God, Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. I'm sorry. He gets wound up around the first of the month. You know, when you're supposed to pay the rent.
Now, give Frank a big tip. Hear about auditions, booking gigs, and other theater work around the South. Next.
Taylor Tutt is a student at, where are you a student?
Middle Tennessee State University.
Ah, okay, and I've heard of that.
That's a fine school from what I understand.
Good.
You should check it out.
We really should, except that we're done with school. so why we've got you on the podcast today because you have some fantastic news. And I want you to start at the beginning, working through your audition, going up to UPTAS, and just tell us the whole story about everything that you just had with your professional audition experience.
Well, went to Memphis. UPTAS starts on Thursday,
mm-hmm.
and that's when they do the pre-professional part of it because mm-hmm. I have yet to graduate. So you know you have to they have to put you in that special category there,
right?
I was the last person to audition in my group on that day. It was freezing cold that morning. Actually, it was. What, like 19 degrees overnight? This huge rainstorm came through, and all the roads just absolutely froze. Like, they had closed down the bridges coming in from Arkansas. So I was late for the first meeting, and, like, I was really stressing out about it because, you know, this is my first professional audition, and I'm absolutely going nuts. And they hand me this packet of companies, and I start looking through it, and... you know, because I don't audition until, 5 o'clock that day, and it's 10 in the morning now. So I'm looking through it and just, you know, reading over companies and seeing, you know, ooh, equity, ooh, EMC points, wow.
Right.
So since I had some time to kill and, you know, I wasn't confident in the audition attire that I had, so I actually went to a mall and got a whole new wardrobe and everything. And my mom helped me check it out and... you know,
so hold on. You came dressed, obviously.
Oh yeah,
in something, and then you got there and realized, oh God, this isn't right.
Yeah.
What led to that discovery of this isn't right?
Probably the fact that half of the guys there were also wearing blue shirts and black pants.
So you blended in at that point, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So I went and got some stuff with the council, my mom and someone at Dillard's, which was nice. And like I said, in the downtime, looked over all of my, company listings and stuff. In between, I had my laptop with me. I'd kind of looked it up on the internet to see, which ones.
Did your research? That's good.
I did. And they actually, before we got the company listings, they had posted on the website, all the companies that were there, what mm-hmm. they were looking for. And they'd even, some of the companies had sent in advance what they were going to be looking for in callbacks. Okay. So I was able to think about what to have prepared just, in the event that I might get a callback.
Right.
I was hoping for maybe one at best.
Okay.
I'm at Dillard's. I realize, oh, geez, my audition's probably in about 30 minutes. And I'm about 30 minutes away.
Oh, good.
So I get on 240 and race out there. And, being from Memphis, I know how to get there pretty quick. So I got there just in time. And actually, it turns out I had about an hour and a half. It seems as though my watch was set for Eastern time.
Ah.
I don't know why it would have been. Oh, wait, I was in Georgia at the American College Theater Festival. So, yeah, I forgot to reset my watch. So that ended up working out for me. So I had some time to, warm up, clear my head. As I said, I was the last person in my group. And So we were at the end of the day, and some of us were kind of thinking, end of the day, they're tired, not going to work out so well for us. So we kind of had to boost each other's morale, which was cool because, I got to meet some good, talented actors and stuff. Mm-hmm. And then they let us into the holding room, had us line up in numerical order because they give us all our own numbers, then lead us through the back of the theater and put us into the green room, which is actually, directly backstage.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we all had to be, dead silent, couldn't say a word. And it was bad for me watching everybody else go because it was like, the French Revolution or something. They're all going off to get
beheaded. Be led to the guillotine.
Yeah. So I got up there. I'm sitting on the hot seat or whatever. Hand my music over to the accompanist, explain what's going on, and so then it comes my turn. I get up there, I get on stage, and say, "Hi, my name is Taylor Tutt. I'm number last," and they started laughing, and from there on, it was cool.
Cool,
because I was probably pretty nervous. I was scared, but as soon as I got that first chuckle, I felt comfortable.
Good.
And then I started. I did my audition. I got a lot of laughs out of it. They obviously hadn't fallen asleep.
Good.
And
so how many callbacks did you get?
I got 23.
Sweet.
Which totally it blew my mind. There's 103 companies that were there, and you have to go to each one of the little columns.
Right. To see whether you're
to check and see, yeah,
right.
And so finally, one of the first ones they posted, luckily, told me that I had a dance callback, and I said, "Oh, okay, good. Now I know."
Mm.
So I go to get changed, and one of the people running it says, "If you don't go in there now, you're not gonna do it." So I had to go in there in all my brand new clothes.
Oh man!
And so I'm already a sweaty wreck because I'm just so nervous and
right.
Whatever. So I get in there just on the very tail end of the movement. They're teaching the movement mm-hmm. part of it, which would be me. so I go in there, catch the end of it. They all go out to go work on it, and so I just had to learn it by stumbling along with them. And I got it down. But dance has never been my strong point. It's one of those that I got to work on.
So talk about the callbacks. You had 23 of them. You went to all 23, but you had several really positive experiences with those. Tell us about those.
All right.
And you feel free to name companies because we're gonna
we love name dropping.
Absolutely.
Okay. Well, let's see. So there are 23 of them. I right after the dance part was done, I had just started going to the first one that I had on the list. Mm-hmm. I had them in alphabetical order. I just started going through and trying to knock them out as soon as possible because I thought I had to get them all done that night. Turns out I could do them the next day, but I don't know where.
Live
I
and
got,
learn, right?
Yeah, really. It's valuable knowledge.
That's right.
A large number of them were touring children's shows, which it looked pretty good, as far as pay goes and that sort of thing. But as far as, driving a truck around with one other person and performing shows for high schools, it's the same one. You do it 3 times a day.
Right.
Including load in, load out, which mm-hmm. is, out of a Ford Ranger or whatever. So it's right.
Hopefully you get a Dodge van. We used an old beat-up Dodge van.
That's
for
right.
when I did that,
right.
that truck and haul thing.
Bus and truck show.
Well, yeah. Bus, just a...
Just the truck.
Just a van. Yep.
An and truck. So, never mind.
They were actually saying it's like a two-seater Ford Ranger.
Wow. Wow. So yeah. What was... You've actually gotten... Since that time, because the auditions were, February? Mm-hmm. You've actually, in that time, gotten in touch, or some of the companies have gotten in touch with you,
yep.
made you offers. Have you accepted?
I have. I did accept a contract from my top choice, which was the Pennsylvania Renaissance Fair.
Excellent. And what will you be doing with them?
With them, they are, it's a very much an ensemble thing. They're going to... they cast the different shows that they have because they have something on the order of 16 stages that are, all producing different things. They have one that's entirely devoted to just stunts and fights. They do pyrotechnics and all, the whole thing there.
Wow.
So hopefully I will get in on that. I think I really hit it in with the fight stunt choreographer.
So basically you've gotten a contract in your summer, but you don't know exactly how they're going to be using you for the summer.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, there are a whole lot of possibilities. They have a 3-story reconstruction of the Globe Theater on which they're going to be doing 50-minute cuttings of Taming of the Shrew and I can't remember what the other one is. It's another Shakespeare. Hoping to get into those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, that would be cool. But you're gonna get horse training. Is that one? You remember seeing something like that?
Yes. They had when I was in the callbacks, like I said, I hit it off with the stunt guy, and he asked me, in perfect world, what would you want to do with us? And on the video they showed us, I saw jousting, and I said, by God, I want to learn how to do it. They had never said anything about it. They didn't really bring it up. I just said let me do that. Put me on a horse. Give me a stick.
And so you're hopefully going to get some training that you can use later on that front,
yeah,
right?
I haven't done a whole lot of riding before, so they said probably not the best idea, but we can give you some training, and hopefully
cool.
later on.
All right, so let's skip ahead to SETC. You did the professional auditions here at SETC as well, right?
I did, yes.
All right, and you got how many callbacks?
I got 5.
And how many of those were double callbacks from the up-to auditions?
3 of them.
Okay, so you had 3 companies actually courting you here for work as well. So talk
yep.
about... name a company that you said that is interested in having you coming back in January.
That's Theater 4 out of Richmond, Virginia.
Excellent.
They're another national touring company. It's not quite the same as the ones I was talking about with the Ford Ranger or whatever. This is
right.
more. This is an upgrade to like the Dodge van.
Okay.
which it's. It's a larger company of actors. It's, I think, 4 to 6,
mm-hmm.
which I guess, you have more people, I guess, to spread the work out to. But then again, it's a cargo van, so.
Right. Well, there you go. Good deal. So you've had a successful run here in the last couple of months with professional auditions then. And you have not even graduated yet.
Not yet. Nope.
And you graduate in May?
May, yeah.
Good deal. Well, you'll have to keep us posted on
yeah,
what happens.
Yeah, definitely,
with,
man. Let us
yeah.
know what's
with
going on
with the jobs
oh, yeah.
this summer and stuff.
Yeah, definitely.
Keep us posted, man.
I most certainly will.
Cool. Thanks.
Thank you.
Plot, character, theme, diction or language, music and spectacle. Aristotle's 6 elements of tragedy. If you've done your reading, you could see how Aristotle's Poetics are to Eugenia Barber's Paper Canoe as. Aeschylus's Oresteia is to Harold Pinter's A Kind of Alaska.
And now let's listen to our preeminent scholars, the Professor Quillen and Professor Malden at Dumbshire University.
All right, so good friend of mine, Paul Crook. Paul and I were at the University of Alabama together years ago, and and we have since moved on and parted ways. But we keep we keep seeing each other again at SETC every year. So I thought, who better to interview at SETC than my good buddy Paul?
I'm depressed right now.
Well,
speaking of Alabama, because Alabama lost today.
Oh no, I see. I haven't been following it today. That's not good.
We got beat. And what that means is, since the team was staying at the hotel, they're going to leave before I can get autographs for my son.
Oh no,
he's not going to be happy.
Not good at all. I'm sorry to hear that.
Well, you could give us names, and we could just write it out.
Yeah, we could sign something.
Oh, that'd be good. He wouldn't know the
he
difference.
He would never
that'd
know.
Be great.
Yeah. Except the fact that we've recorded it now.
Right.
And I can edit that. That
well, they just, you know. Well, we'll have to give it. It won't go live till next week anyway.
Yeah,
so
that's right. Yeah. So there you go. Monday. We got plenty of time to make
we got time.
That's great.
Get your cover story.
So, so Louisiana Tech, tell us about what you got going on there. And we also want to talk about Oklahoma Shakespeare. Yeah. Let's talk about that.
Louisiana Tech University. I'm the acting and directing professor there and also the director of recruiting. We've got a pretty exciting program. There's a lot going on for a small department. We do a lot. We have both an undergraduate and a graduate program.
Good deal.
Interesting. There are two things. Well, there's more than that. We have a few things that kind of make us unique. One, we're one of the few universities that are still on the quarter system.
Really?
Wow, yeah.
Which is great. And so instead of, you know, most people are used to 16-week semesters, we do it in 10 weeks. Which is great if you got a class with a bunch of turd students.
You can get out of it quick.
Well, you don't have those.
We can edit that out too, Paul.
Edit that out. No, we never have those. So that's pretty cool. Also, we have Mark Gwynn, also known as Rat, is his nickname, who is a certified instructor by Society of American Fight Directors.
He's on faculty. That's
excellent. We are one of two universities in the nation where you can go and, as part of your curriculum, study all six weapons recognized by the SAFD and get tested to be recognized by it.
That's incredible.
Which it's a big selling point. As director of recruiting, I always like to use that as a selling point.
Absolutely.
Because, you know, if you go somewhere and you go pay, and you've done it. You're active.
Certified it twice.
Right. So if you go and you wanted to test in all six weapons, I mean, you're talking about $8,000
Is it still that you can only do that at the summer workshop in Vegas, or is that
no? There are other places you can, but if you want to get the only place to get all of them is at the summer workshop in Vegas.
Wow.
And I think I'm saying that right. If not, I'm sure you'll get emails.
Yeah, I'm sure.
But I do know that we're one of two universities in the nation that offers that as part of the curriculum.
That's outstanding.
So it's a pretty great selling point for us. So
that's
we're real happy with it.
So talk about your production season.
We've got we just closed Dearly Departed, which I directed. We're just opening, naturally, since we've got a fight guy, a big swashbuckling production of Zorro.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
That we've got, we auditioned for next week, sorry.
You need an equity guest artist for that? Yeah, okay, we'll talk after.
We'll edit that rejection
right
out.
Depends. How much Jack Daniels do you have?
How much do you need is the question. Go ahead, though.
So that's pretty exciting. We just instituted last year. Let me back up. Last year we did our entire season was new plays.
Oh, wow, the whole season?
Whole season. 2 years ago, we did a nationwide search. We decided we were going to dedicate a season to new work, which was pretty exciting and
that's
pretty
huge.
Great.
Yeah.
So we did four brand new shows.
World premieres?
Three of them were world premieres. One of them was a regional premiere.
That's impressive.
Great. Now, the problem, as you, of course, I'm sure have already recognized, is your box office kind of takes a hit when you do nothing but new work.
Yeah.
So we kind of revisited it. We wanted to keep that up. So what we've done, we have created something called the Arthur W. Stone Playwriting Award.
Oh, cool.
Stone, Papa, was a brilliant, brilliant man. He headed up the theater program at Tech for many, many years, from about 1937 to 1973. I may have my dates off, but 40-something years.
Wow, yeah, huge long time.
He just passed away a few weeks ago, just 3 weeks shy of his 100th birthday.
Wow.
But had a wonderful endowment fund for us, and he was a big supporter of new plays. So we've started this Stone Arthur W. Stone Playwriting Award, and we're going to do this every other year. So next year will be the first year for it, and we'll dedicate just one show out of our season to a brand new play. But we do a nationwide search. It's the winner is gets five. It's a $500 cash award.
Cool.
And then a full production.
Now, is there what are the qualifications for submitting?
Has to be full length. Mm-hmm. Has to be unpublished. Mm-hmm. If it's had workshop productions or something, that's fine.
Okay.
But it can't be
not published.
Not published or professionally produced.
Okay.
Full length, non-musical. It has to be a straight play.
All right.
Beyond that.
So you're not tied to a region or
no,
a
you're
Louisiana.
Not trying to find like Southern playwrights.
No,
it's nationwide.
It's not regional. It's nationwide. It's open to any topic, any subject matter that you want. It'll be fully all of the plays will be read and fully screened. I think when we first advertised for, and it's going to be our first show of our season next year.
Mm-hmm.
We first advertised this. I want to say in November, maybe October. And I think we've got something like 350 submissions.
Wow, that's great. That's a great return.
And it's, you would be surprised, it's some submissions by well-known playwrights whose name I won't say
now.
But,
yeah.
But, I mean, it's people that have been produced regionally and nationally, off-Broadway.
That's excellent.
At the Barter, at, you know, all over. And there's just such a need for new plays that, you know, here we've got these really established playwrights who have been established for 20, 30 years who are submitting their plays to our little, you know, Louisiana Tech University.
So that's
for a prize of $500.
For $500, which, I mean, that's one of the things that makes us unusual. Most of the playwriting competitions don't offer a cash prize.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
You
right.
have to pay to submit. You do not have to pay to submit to us.
Huh, okay.
Yeah, that's
well,
good.
Do you have a website that
yes,
links?
Yes, absolutely. I'm so glad you asked. It would
we
be,
know how promotion goes,
that's
Paul.
Right.
We understand.
That's right. Performing Arts at, no, wait a minute. That would be the email address.
That would
address.
Be the email address.
Jesus.
We can edit that out. Right, try again. Take two.
Here, let me read it off my wrist. That'll be a lot easier since we
is
have
that one of those
place.
Little. You got one of those rubber bands?
We got one of those things. I'm sorry. That would be performingarts.lawtech.edu.
All right. Good deal.
And we have a menu bar on the left with links to everything.
Sweet.
Not just the Stone Playwriting Award, but to the theater page and, you know, well, everything else that we do.
That's cool.
So that's pretty cool.
Excellent. And so now you are also a director at the Oklahoma Shakespeare Festival. Let's talk about that for a second.
There you go. Oklahoma Shakespearean Festival in Durant, Oklahoma. This is going to be their 28th year, I think.
Uh-huh.
Doing a summer repertory season, and it's just been wildly successful. Last year was my first year there. Our good friend Jono is the one who got
oh, yeah,
me.
Really?
Yeah, Jono recommended me for it. They were looking for a director last year for Beauty and the Beast. So I went out and directed that and wound up acting in Richard II.
Okay.
And then they asked me to come back and direct two shows this year, directing Macbeth and Smoke on the Mountain.
Oh, cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that'll be fun.
Smoke on the Mountain's not the cursed one. What's the other one? What's the one that's supposedly cursed? Wait, we did it at Alabama. What's the
Dark of the Moon?
Dark of the Moon. Oh yeah, we can edit that too. Good. No, it's no.
Is this a family show? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's fine. It's family in that we edit out all the current.
We bleep everything.
No, it's fine.
The worst.
Oh, it's horrible.
Play ever written.
It's horrible.
Well, that was the one. I'm going to digress here for a moment to tell old home stories, but it was a big shock with me. Right.
Right.
That was the show that. They cast one guy to be the preacher. If you don't know the show, right? It's Dark of the Moon, and it's a hillbilly musical with witches and a rape scene where the preacher incites a rape in the church.
Right.
So that's exciting.
Yeah, it's good stuff.
Which just
good
family screams south, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Does,
yeah,
right.
Absolutely. And, the only thing missing is like animals.
And
but,
it was written
know.
In like 1937
right.
or something. And
supposedly cursed.
If I'm wrong on the date, somebody I'm sure will.
We'll also get emailed about that.
But so they cast somebody as the preacher who had who told the director, I've got some kind of religious moral compunction about playing a preacher who incites a rape in a church. And the director was like, okay, thank you for telling me. Just give it a shot. At least, come to the read-through. Let's see what happens. Well, he didn't like it, so he bagged on it, which that was no problem.
Sure.
So they moved on to the next guy. Well, he was there for about 2 weeks, and then he bagged on it. And then they moved on to the next guy, and he was there for about 2 weeks, and he bagged on it. So I was doing I was doing another show. This was when I was in graduate school, right? I was doing another show in the studio space, and Ed, the director, walked into my dressing room the night before we closed and said, "Paul, here's the script. You'll be playing the preacher. Be at rehearsal tomorrow. We open in a week."
Wow.
I'd forgotten all about that.
Yeah.
Oh, I had forgotten all about that.
And then, oh, my God.
Because I was the 80-year-old banjo-playing ZZ Top bearded guy.
You may want to just edit all of this out.
We can.
You may want to edit all of this out, but I've just got to say this. The stupid stage manager who was new. You really want to do edit that out, but I just have to
say this. Of course. We can bleep.
I've got, a week to go into the show after coming, and I had just done Oleana, for the love of God.
Oh, my
right?
God, man.
I closed Oleana. I come in, and I've got a week or 9 days before we open. And two nights into it, we're doing, it's my second night of rehearsal. We're doing a run through, and she's giving me line notes. I said, "You got to be kidding me." I said, "Honey, just put those away. Don't. Look, if I'm on stage at the right time and something comes out of my mouth, really, that's the best you can hope for." That's all it's
Wow.
So, I'm sorry. Nobody probably cares about that, but I just said that.
Well, no, that's a rant. That's a good rant.
Yeah, actually. I think
we'll get through that into the rant. But no, I'd forgotten all about that stuff. That was my first show at Alabama?
It was.
Yeah.
And you got cast because you could play a banjo.
And I got cast because I could play a banjo. And it didn't look foolish for me to have short hair and a ZZ Top beard that hung down to my belt buckle.
Did that impede your banjo playing?
I did have a learning curve. There was a little bit of, what do you do with the beard thing?
Suddenly,
only thing I was missing was the thing that let me spin
around,
my banjo.
Right,
that was the only thing I was missing.
Good.
Yeah.
But anyway, so at OSF, doing Smoke on the Mountain, which is not that show at all. it's a brilliant.
Sorry for that sidetrack.
Right. It's a brilliant, wonderful show. And Macbeth, speaking of cursed shows, right?
Right.
Those are the two that I'm directing for OSF. The third show they're doing this year in the rep season is Your Good Man Charlie Brown. And then they've got a children's theater camp that they run that they wind up doing a show. And that's Alice in Wonderland. So they'll do a rep performances in Durant, and then they'll take the two musicals on the road right outside of Tulsa, Claremore, Oklahoma, a family called the Robsons, who are a branch of the Walton family of Walmart fame.
Okay.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
So just last year they built and opened a brand new, I forget the figure, but it was about a $30 million facility, theater. Right?
Wow.
It's attached to a high school. As a former high school teacher, you'll appreciate
this. Yes, sir.
It's attached to a high school, and its main purpose is to serve as the performing space and classroom space for all of the county high schools. $30 million. Holy mother of God.
Yes, absolutely.
But it's also a roadhouse and whatnot. So we were the first show, and the paint was still drying when we took Beauty and the Beast up there last year, and they loved it. It's 1,100 seats. We sold it out each night, so they wanted us to come back. So now we're stretching, and we're taking both musicals up there this year from OSF and running it for 2 weeks. Last year we only did it for a weekend because, nobody kind of knew what it was going to be.
Right.
But so that's pretty exciting.
That is exciting. Wow. That's one of the reasons why we actually put this thing together, is to promote that type of stuff. I had no idea anything about that new facility in Oklahoma. That's fantastic.
That's pretty fabulous. And OSF is certainly fortunate I'm just hired hand. I don't speak for OSF, but I feel confident in saying that OSF feels very fortunate to get a chance to go up there and do that.
Well, of course.
It's just a marvelous facility. The staff is great. Ruby, who runs the joint, is marvelous. Oh, my gosh. It's unbelievable.
Excellent.
Unbelievable.
Excellent. So questions we have to ask. Equity House, non-equity?
It's non-equity.
Okay.
They do, if need be, Oklahoma's a right-to-work state. So if need be, they do, I think, guest artist contracts.
Okay.
At times, but they are non-equity. It's a rep.
Okay.
The season's 2 months long.
Okay.
runs from May 28th to July 31st.
Okay, so right just the heart of the summer. And then casting is?
Casting is done primarily at UPTA's
okay.
in Memphis every year, although Riley Coker, who's the producing director, also accepts video auditions
okay.
for people who can't make UPTA's, and they also do on-site auditions.
Okay.
Hiring for technical positions kind of goes on through UPTA's, through IRTA's. I'm sorry, casting also goes on at IRTA's.
Okay.
Pardon me.
IRTA's, okay.
And UPTA's. But hiring for technical positions goes on at UPTA's, and here I'm talking to people for some technical positions here for Riley.
Sweet.
It's pretty exciting. It's a fun place to work. It's a great mix of, you know, crusty old, you know, cynics like me and young, fresh-faced college kids who are, you know, needing a summer job.
Excellent. So
it's great.
Yeah, good stuff. Well, and thanks for taking the time to come up here.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
It's my pleasure.
And record for us.
It's my pleasure. Absolutely.
And then we'll meet you at the bar a little later on.
That'll be good. Bleep out everything I said.
Honored to have with us here at SETC, Hardy. Now, Hardy, pronounce your last name. Is it Koenig?
It's Koenig.
Koenig.
Right. All right.
I've been pronouncing it wrong for years.
Most people do.
Well, of course, that's right. So tell us what your official capacity here is at SETC.
Ooh,
all of them, if you have more.
Yeah. I have a title, but that's different.
Right.
I'm actually in charge of the educational theater resources. Everything that has to do with educational theater, as far as applications is for scholarship auditions and those kind of things. Also in charge of festivals and registration for most stuff, but anything that comes under education, that's what I do.
Okay.
Yep.
And we always see you around the registration desk, so that's yeah. I think what most people associate you with,
because
that's the most visual thing, right?
That's true on site. I'm the guy there. I'm the one with the bullseye, because everybody can find me because I'm right there on the registration table.
Yeah. Oh, so, well, how many, on average, registrants do you have at SETC?
The last 3 or 4 years, it spiked a little bit, and we're always breaking over 4,000 now.
That's
nice.
Great.
Yeah. Before that, it was, you know, low 328, something like that, and then the last 4 or 5 years, it's really taken off.
That's fantastic.
Now, how long have you been involved with SETC?
This is my fourth year. This is my fourth convention.
Okay.
And you learn as you go.
Oh, I bet. I bet. Well, I have to say that it seems to get better and better. This hotel's fantastic. I mean, with, you know, the elevator situation's perfect. Everybody's got access to rooms and everything else like that. And you have a clown. it just seems to be the right mix of things.
I think it's a really good space for us, and the location. I mean, the city of Atlanta is wonderful.
Right,
you know, yeah. It's a great place to be. Everybody wants to come here. But the hotel itself, you know, the facilities are great.
Yeah, they seem to have been pretty accommodating.
They've been wonderful. You know, we a lot of places it's not that fast, and now I've got two numbers I dial on the phone, and they're usually pretty much there.
That's great.
Yeah, it's
great. They've only looked askance at us once or twice here in our.
Right.
With all of our... Yeah.
They probably didn't know they were looking askance.
No, they didn't. No, that's right. But anyway. It's fantastic. So can you give us a little preview of SETC 2008? I know it's Chattanooga, but
yeah.
Is there anything else that you can preview for us?
I can't tell you any of the big stuff, like who's going to be keynotes and all that, because we don't know that yet.
Well, of course. Yeah,
we just found out we're going to be back in Chattanooga. We're really excited about that, because I don't know if you guys were in Chattanooga, but the space there is wonderful.
Good.
It's all on the same level. It's a big hotel like this, big box and lots of floors, but all the areas for commercial exhibits and all the auditions and everything kind of down a big, huge, long hallway, wide, big hallway with a big ceiling and all, and it's a very nice place right downtown. And
good.
Chattanooga's got a lot going on now, lots more restaurants and things to do, and
yeah,
you know, because nobody ever comes to SETC just to go to SETC.
No, of course not.
Right.
Of course not.
Right.
And, so, you know, if we had it in the middle of the desert somewhere, we'd have everybody there all the time, but that doesn't happen.
Yeah, there's lots of stuff to do around this place, too. So
absolutely.
That's great.
Absolutely. So to turn a phrase from my friend, Mr. Quillen here, when you're not SETCing... What do you do?
You mean when I'm at...
Is this a full-time job for you?
Yeah.
This is year-round, I
work for SETC Central Office full-time year-round.
Oh, wow.
And used to be, again, that there were big slack parts in the summer when we were just kind of cooling our heels and waiting to get ready. Now it's pretty much year-round. We're always doing something.
So you're heavily involved in the fall one as well, right?
Absolutely. Yeah, we're there doing that. We're going to start picking up on the fall, too. We're going to start doing graduate auditions in the fall.
Oh, good.
Along with the professional auditions. So that's a new thing.
Where's the fall going to be?
Fall is always in Charlotte, North Carolina, Spirit Square down there. It's a great old church that's now been turned into a theater. And it's a great space. So we're going to do some graduate auditions with the professional auditions down there week of 8th, 9th, and 10th September.
Nice.
Excellent.
Plug there.
There you go. Absolutely. Well, obviously, anytime we mention SCTs on the podcast, we always link to the website, you know, and everything.
Right.
So people can go to our website and look at links
great.
And stuff like that. So we make sure that that's all
great.
That's all good. So, listen, we appreciate you stopping by. We know you're busy. We'll let you get back to it.
I'm glad to do it, and I've got things to do, but it's good to see you, and I hope everything goes well.
We appreciate it. We'll see you next year.
Thank you so much for your help.
You bet.
Is this, I don't know if I mashed the right button or not.
Does the light come on now?
I don't see a light on it nowhere.
Well, that's...
I don't know if I mashed the right button. Let's try this. Let me see if I mashed the right button. I do believe we have mashed the right button now, which is good because we are going down an escalator. That's fine.
Yeah,
what are we doing now here? What do they want us to talk about here?
I think they just want us to roam around here and talk about various things. Have you told them your name yet?
I have not.
All right, sir. Well, I'm Andrew Lucky Young with the IE.
Oh, you want to do that?
The IE instead of the Y because it's a family name, you know.
I understand. Do we want to talk about that now? Do we want to introduce ourselves now? Is that what we're doing?
I think we would
want
to.
Well, then I am Philip Collins then.
Yes, you don't want to... Take up these equipment and not know a name or a voice, so you understand what I'm saying?
I do understand.
We have a particular roaming way we want to roam?
I don't believe so. We are still just kind of roaming around looking.
Should we,
I'm going to pause this for just a second. I think this is the right button to mash. Okay, I have mashed the button again.
Did you?
Yes. Yeah, that's a digital thing I'm not sure about with the photographs. Yes, I'm aware of him. Well, this is all universities, is it not? Yeah, this seems to be all kind of... Yeah, lots of things. I am noticing quite a few things missing from SCAD. That is something that we do need to rectify. I do believe you are right. Yes.
A large display appears.
Yes. Arena stage. Eastern Carolina.
Fuzzy fella from the podcast. I think he went to East Carolina.
I believe he was right. I believe you are right. Florida State there. Film television there. UNLV. I have a colleague of mine at UNLV.
Oh, do you?
Las Vegas there. Yes. Yes, his name escapes me for the moment, but...
He's a close colleague, you say.
He is a very close colleague of mine, whose name I cannot recall at this time. But I will think on that and get back with you on that one.
About that, sure. As we go around here.
Uh-huh. Rutgers. So there were quite a few people from all over the place. There seem to be more northern schools here this year.
There's our rival behind us there.
Oh, yes. They stole our name. They just seem to go on and on, do they not? I am frankly appalled at the number of Yankee schools that there are here. Have you noticed that, my friend?
Not totally all the Southeastern conglomeration.
No, I mean, that's New York Film Academy right behind me there. I do believe they are trying to take over again.
The war is never over.
That is correct.
Can we hit everything?
Yeah. Well, let us keep meandering and find the commercial. Commercial exhibits. That is probably correct. We need to walk around again.
Yes, sir.
Well, let us I'm gonna mash this button here again and see if we can find us back to another place. Is that the? I didn't damage it. I have mashed the button again. There's quite a few people here this time. Yeah, there's quite a bit, actually. There's the dramatist people. We need to. You want one?
Because of the internet.
Well, that's for sure. That is for sure. That intraweb is a handy thing. Yes, it is. Well, hey, we got there's some other stuff down here. Yeah, it does say more exhibits. Oh, yes, I wasn't quite prepared for that.
That was a bit startling.
Yes. Have you seen anything, sir, that would particularly catch your eye and require you to stop and discuss with someone?
Hi, I'm Rob. Nice to meet you.
Quite honestly, well, maybe we should go sit down. I'm feeling a bit
peaky. Get myself.
Let's step right over here. Well, back over the other direction, I believe. I'm gonna mash this button again.
Been rambling all the time.
Well, just for the last couple of minutes, I didn't realize it wasn't rolling in there. I apologize for you.
Yeah, they weren't very clear on their instructions.
Yes.
Did you?
No, I didn't. Try it again.
Well, we're back through the school's hand. I noticed that on either side of the aisleway is that fuzzy boy's alma mater's.
Uh-huh.
Carolina University and Virginia Commonwealth.
Uh-huh.
Fine. That'd be fine.
That would be fine, would it not? Excellent. Excellent that they are here representing themselves very well in the Southeastern Theater Conference.
Yes, sir. Here with the University of South Carolina Aiken and the University of South Carolina Upstate.
I bet they throw things at one another when they're not there.
That's where they have the major wall in between.
I do believe that is the case, yes, sir. I believe I'm going to have to try to find my way back up to the upstairs. I believe I need to find a bar.
Okay,
bar. I have been walking far too long to not have had a drink.
Are you a music lover? Then let Magnatune dazzle you with how different we are from the rest of the music industry. Interesting independent artists in diverse genres. Perfect quality WAV files in addition to MP3s and many other formats. Instant album downloads or traditional CDs by mail with free shipping. All this and half of every sale goes directly to the artist. So visit us now at magnatune.com. That's M-A-G-N-A-T-U-N-E. Magnatune. We are not evil.